This could count as an important day when it comes to economic development in the city of Phoenix, which has released a request for proposals, or RFP, for a location on the northwest corner of Central and Van Buren. The Central Station Hub is a 2.6-acre site that has a connection to transit buildings and other related opportunities, and it was close to redevelopment in the past, as recently as 2014. With me to talk about the future possibilities and what could pop up at the site is Christine Mackey. She's Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Phoenix. Chris, let's start off with this. Why is this an attractive site, and why is this the right time for redevelopment?
You know, a couple of different reasons. Of course, our light rail continues to grow in its ridership and its attractiveness to people in downtown. So this site is bounded on the east by the northbound Central Avenue light rail train, and on the west by the southbound First Avenue light rail train. And then buses come and go on Van Buren. So first and foremost, it's a great transit site, and it has great transit activity that happens around it. But when you move into why now, it really goes into the attractiveness of downtown. We are seeing an incredible demand for sites and for redevelopment and for office space here in downtown Phoenix. And so we're seeing our vacancy rates in our existing buildings move into the single digits, significant number of people wanting to live in downtown. And so this site, with its close proximity to transit, seems like the natural one for the city to take out next for development.
Chris, what has changed over the past 5 years or so? Because this was a site that had been up for redevelopment before, but the process had to stop. Has this always been an attractive site, but it's just more attractive now? Any concerns based on what had happened a few years ago when the development didn't happen?
You know, if we look at our past request for proposal that went out, it was issued in 2014. The city did have several proposers who proposed and selected a developer out of Chicago. Unfortunately, before the site could come under development, the developer passed away. And so his family decided that they would rather just allow the city to redevelop on it and move forward. So they canceled the RFP about a year ago. Downtown Phoenix is a much different place, as you said, in the last 5 years than it was in 2014. So we didn't reissue the same request for proposal that we issued in 2014. We really took a much more thoughtful look at where downtown Phoenix is today and the type of uses that we think should be there today. As an example, in 2012, there were 67 technology companies in downtown Phoenix. It was mostly financial services and courts and government and social services. Today, there's more than 300 technology companies right here in downtown Phoenix. People are living in downtown Phoenix now. Light Rail, Arizona State University, University of Arizona have all drawn a significant number of people into the downtown market. We've got 5,000 high-density residential units either under construction, just completing, or in the planning process. So it's become this great, vibrant place where people want to live and work.
Are there certain things we should look for, certain things that make sense in that space? Not that you would think are great ideas, but things that seem like logical ideas for the space.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, it needs to function as a transit site. It's bordered by light rail and buses, and it needs to keep that transit capability moving forward. You would see kind of those no-brainers are something that enhances your transit experience. If I get off of light rail and I want to grab a cup of coffee or a bagel or lunch, or I'm on my way home and I want to grab some food or pick something up, that seems like a logical for the ground floor. When you look at the whole site, for downtown Phoenix, it's a really big site. 2.6 acres is a tremendously large site in urban development. You would see those naturals as being more office space, perhaps a hotel, some high-density residential, some retail, all of which that kind of feel really permeable. And what I mean by that is that if I'm on a bus and I need to get to First Avenue or to Central Avenue, you don't want it to feel like somebody's walking up into a fortress. You want it to invite them in. You want it to draw them in to conduct business and to actually enjoy their experience in downtown. So while you're absolutely correct, we don't know what it's going to be, and we're really excited for private development to tell us their ideas. Those seem like natural fits, and in a mix of those, or one of those, or some portion of those, or things we haven't even thought of yet today.
As density has increased, and as that area has become more popular, prices, affordability, things are going up. Is it important, or to what extent is it important, to make sure that this is something that is perhaps relatable or accessible to most Phoenicians?
You know, what's really important is the way a market develops. It's important that we're accessible to all of our citizens. They all deserve a great place to live. They deserve a great place to have their offices and a great place to have their entertainment. And when a market develops, what you typically see is that as the new stuff comes online, the stuff that was built before it resets itself. And then the new stuff comes online from that, the less new stuff resets itself. And you create this really cyclical market that keeps things, for the most part, really attainable to all of our citizens. Our greatest challenge that we're facing here in Metro Phoenix today is we had what we virtually called the lost decade, and that was during the recession. These great opportunities didn't build. So there wasn't that opportunity over that 10-year period for those things to build and reset in price and build and reset in price. We're seeing the market now start to respond to the new development that's coming on board and resetting some of the less new developments and keeping the area kind of open for all. I don't disagree. Our downtown market is becoming quite the destination, and prices are setting themselves at a pretty significant level. And what we as a city and as a community are working towards is to create these opportunities so that our citizens all can take advantage of the new development that's happening.
Christine Mackey is Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Phoenix. Chris, thank you.
Steve, thanks so much.